What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Smells Like Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, JP. Thank you guys for checking us out this week. I want to say, first and foremost, to all the avid listeners that are out there, thanks for sticking with me. I know I took a couple months off between like the holidays, and I had some things going on with work that honestly just kind of took precedent. Unfortunately, I didn't get the time to record as many episodes as I wanted to, so I just decided to just take a break until I was ready to kind of give it my all. So thanks so much for coming back to us. Hope everybody had a good holiday. I know, obviously, it's end of February, so I'm a little late, but Happy New Year to those of you who give a shit about it. I just want to kind of preface this episode. If you're not interested in dumbass hobbies, collecting items, etc., this is going to be kind of like a nerd out episode. I'm trying to take it in a little bit of a different direction today, mainly because it's something that I spend way too much money on, and it's something that I've always liked for over 25 years now, and that is, yeah, so if that offends you, or if you're just not down with it and you don't care, feel free to hop off the podcast. No hard feelings, but Power Rangers is a show that is as corny as it gets, always has been, but for some reason, it is the show of choice that I grew up on. I've been collecting like memorabilia and action figures and all kinds of stuff related to Power Rangers for years and years and years. Like I said, I spent way too much money on it. I know a lot of people that do the same, but hey, whatever your thing is, right? That's mine, and I'm going to literally just take this show to kind of talk about it, and if anyone wants to reach out and talk about the same thing or what you guys collect or whatever, I'm down. So like I said, bear with me. So, you know, Power Rangers, for anybody who doesn't know or has lived under a rock, was a show that came out in 1993. It was derived from a Super Sentai series out in Japan. All the footage for all the fights and everything was dubbed in America here by Saban Brands. And basically, they just hired, you know, actors to play the American parts. And it just kind of took off and became a phenomenon. And I think they're in, like, season 27, going to be 28. It hasn't gotten any better over the years, but it's definitely something that is not going away anytime soon, as far as I can tell. But as far as collecting and stuff like that, I'm collecting figures mainly from like the main series, the original Power Rangers. And if you hear some lawn mowing in the back, that's just the landscaper, so deal with it. Sorry about it. Shit's got to get done. But yeah, so I collect the original figures. They're pretty awesome. You know, there's so many different generations and so many different manufacturing methods and things like that between like the size and the scale of these figures. But I'm mainly into kind of all and everything, as well as what they've come out with called the Legacy line. And basically what that is the prop-like screen-accurate builds. And they're usually, you know, heavier quality, heavy-duty, metallic, or actually made of like metal and aluminum and things like that versus just like straight up plastic. So I've got honestly more than I can count. I've recently fallen upon probably the worst thing that I could have ever done for my wife and I's relationship, which is find this Facebook group, which is a buy sell trade for Power Rangers specifically. It's got 15,000 members in it. Already blew a bunch of cash on it. My wife thinks it's, you know, insane, but she supports me because that's what husband and wives should be doing. We all do or spend our money on whatever, and we all work hard for it. So that's just my hobby, and it is what it is. I will say what I think is one of the coolest things about having you know, a collectible obsession like I do, and probably millions of other dudes and gals do as well. But you know, raising kids who kind of like the same stuff that you did, you know, when you were growing up, or you know, obviously now, or what have you. But you know, it definitely I want to say cuts on costs, but at the same time, it doesn't, because you wind up buying, you know, the newer versions of the things that you already own and stuff like that, just because, you know, your kids are liking it, and obviously they're still pumping out merchandise. But I mean, it's pretty cool. It's something that you can obviously like bond over and share kind of, you know, your likes and stuff like that over the same topics and, you know, whatever it is, Batman, Power Rangers, you know, Marvel, comic books, what have you. You know, I collect firearms, obviously. That's kind of, you know, one of my big things. But, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I think it's really cool because a lot of people, they think that it's, you know, super nerdy and, you know, they can't talk about it. But we all collect something. We all are really into something. And I really just don't care, you know, what people think about it. So that's why I'm out here spewing my guts. So on the board on Facebook and stuff like that, if you guys ever want to like share any of the pictures of the collections that you have, whatever it may be, that's cool. Like share a little about yourself. I'll eventually put up some pictures of some of my collection. I'm literally just trying to work on getting it all together because it's kind of strewn about in bins and storage units and around the garage and all that kind of stuff. But eventually I'm going to get it all in a nice little display case, to just drool over, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of plastic and die-cast metal. So other than that, to switch gears a little bit and kind of get out of the nerd fest here, just life in general. I know some podcasts back I talked about, you know, doing what you want to do with your life and finding something that you're really good at and finding something that you love to do to make you happy. And honestly, like, I'm really still in that mode right now, obviously, again, with the podcast. I'm trying to do it as frequently as I can, so guys, bear with me. I'm probably going to start pumping out just shorter episodes, just about whatever might come up, at that moment, and it'll allow me to be more frequent with the posting. But other than that, just lately I've done a lot of the soul searching of like, you know, am I doing what I really want to do with my life? Am I utilizing the skills that I have or the tools to truly make me happy, to truly like, you know, support myself and my family the best that I can? And I feel that, in talking with like-minded people and really having a good mind share is really, really motivating, especially for someone who maybe is just kind of on the cusp of, you know, figuring out what they want to do. And it doesn't matter the age, right? So I'm not just saying like if you're 18, if you're 25, if you're 37, whatever it is, there's always a point I feel that most people go through this world that they're not doing exactly what they are good at or what they really enjoy doing. But there's no better time than now to kind of, you know, just dig down deep, find out what you're good at. What are your hobbies? What do you really enjoy doing that is going to bring you joy for years to come? That's going to, you know, earn an income for you to keep a roof over you and your family's heads. Right now, you know, with my podcast, it's something I've done for, you know, a bunch of years now. I'm super avid about it. I enjoy it. I love talking to you guys. I love the feedback. I love meeting, listeners, going to events, whether they're, you know, law enforcement related, veteran related, just, you know, anything like that, races, events that raise money for, you know, certain organizations, whatever it is, right? There's a million different things that I've tried to get myself into, whether it's to help, you know, with show exposure, or just help the cause at hand, you know, a little of both. But I want to obviously keep growing this podcast so everybody is aware of it, everybody's listening. The content obviously can be better with time, you know, getting certain guests on, etc. It's a one-man show now, so, you know, I started with two, it's one man right now, so it's just me. So, you know, my regular day job, that obviously is going to always take precedent until I can obviously get the funds to continue doing this, full-time if that was ever an option. But I want to give a shout out to a buddy of mine, Felix. He has a podcast as well. I've mentioned it many times before. Not Your Final Destination. Very, very motivating. Really, really cool guy. Great friend of mine. He has a business which is called By the Bay. It's a soap company. It's all organic. Definitely check it out. It's on Facebook, Instagram. It's got a website, bythebaysoap.com. But it's got some amazing stuff out there. I want to plug him simply because he's doing... You know, he's going through essentially what I'm going through. So he has, you know, a family. We both have our regular day jobs, and he's a podcaster. He's got side gigs, and it keeps us busy. It's highly motivating. It's great to motivate others with our passion projects and get people involved in the projects that maybe they never thought that they could do. A lot of things now, especially like if podcasting's your thing, it doesn't take a lot of upfront money. You just have to have, honestly, now you just have to have a phone. You can utilize Anchor. They give you an app. It's free. You download it. You don't do anything else with it. You just record your shit and you're good to go. Obviously as you grow, you can get some editing equipment and, you know, better microphones and stuff like that. But if you guys want to do it, there's always a starting point. Don't let anybody tell you can never do something. you always can. There's free information. There's free people, or there's people that you can talk to, you know, to provide free information. Just do your own thing, man. Never let people say you can't do something. Never let people kick you down, especially in the corporate world where, you know, people always want to second guess your work, or they may think that they've got something over you where, you know, you'll never just gain traction, or maybe they're protecting their job and they think that you may be better suited for it, and you know, whatever the case may be, you may want that job or to go higher, and you know, whatever the case, we all have different jobs and backgrounds and stuff, but you got to do your thing in this life. It's very, very important. You never really know when your number's up. So just put your fucking mind to work. And that's really all I've got to say today. Again, I just want to make it short and sweet, talk about something that I was really passionate about, and then we kind of curtailed into this. So just to summarize, you know, do what you got to do. Check me out on Smells Like Freedom on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm about to start a site here soon that will have some merchandise. So we used to have some really awesome custom-made shirt designs, stickers, things like that. So I'm going to be trying to put some of that stuff out slowly. So if you're interested, stickers, I think, are going to be the first items up. They'll be pretty cheap, but if you guys want one and you can, you know, put them on your whatever, I don't know. Cups, Yeti cups, sign. I don't give a shit where you put them, but whatever. With that, I know I'm rambling. I will let you guys go. Check me out. See y'all later.